previously on the Mike Knox Show.
You got Selena Vega and you got Rhea Ripley, right? What could be better for this match than that? And then Selena Vega said, how about this? Let's make that bigger. Look at that. She came out. This crowd was going bananas. Oh, my God. Oh, Selena. Selena. You can't do nothing with Queen Selena. Then all the people started talking about, oh, she can be world champion. She should be world champion. If that person can do it, then anybody can do it. And yes, that is correct. This is the world of professional wrestling. That crowd was insane last night, but when this man came out and he came out paying homage, look at this. He paid homage, but he rest in peace, New Jack. Bad Bunny came out last night and he did his thing on the scene.
Some viewers may find the following video disturbing. Viewer discretion is advised.
Yeah. Perfect Plex Radio. We about to go live on him. Mike Knox. That's with three X's because he's hardcore. Are y'all ready? We about to give y'all something special. You ready?
Ready?
Let's go! After Monday Night Raw, what you getting in? Perfect Plex Radio, got them listening. Mike Knox, from Cena to The Rock, or whatever wrestler is hot. News and interviews, it's a one-stop shop. Matter of fact, let me give you more choices. You could call in and be the voice with the voiceless. So what you waiting on? Let's get it cracking. Let's talk wrestling, that's enough rapping. Perfect Plex Radio, simply, we about to give y'all something special. You ready?
Ready.
Let's go!
And welcome back, everybody, to Around the Blocks with Mike Knox. Perfect Plex Talk Radio. The shows, the pros, and itons, and ayatollahs, and rock and rollers listen to. That's right, y'all. The Mike Knox Show. People, listen. Welcome to the show today. And you know what I got to say, because it's Happy Mother's Day. This show is dedicated to all the moms out there in wrestling land and nerdom land and geekdom land. If you a mom, babies, mamas, even if you were, I can't say you're a mother, you know who you are. Happy Mother's Day from here, Mike Knox and the crew. Listen, a lot of stuff happening in wrestling, people. A lot of things is happening in the world of professional wrestling. So we're going to go ahead and dive into the week that was professional wrestling. Is the Bloodline coming to an end? I mean, he's done this before, right? The writing's been on the wall for a minute, right? But is it really over now? Is it coming? We got Seth freaking Rollins winning the Raw side of things. And we have, on the SmackDown side of things, we have the phenomenal AJ Styles. So, is this what you wanted for? Is this it? Is this what you waited for? Raw last week, to me, in this tournament that we just talked about, Seth freaking Rollins winning the Raw side of things and AJ winning the SmackDown side of things. They're going to meet in Saudi Arabia. But I got the scariest Brock Lesnar I think I've ever seen. Is Cody? He got a victory over him. But is it worth it, Cody, the ass whooping you're about to take? Is it worth it? We're going to talk about the ass whooping Cody's taking right now. Also, Bianca Belair last week, people. Listen, she can't do no wrong to me no more. But people are trying to say that Bianca Belair overdid the mist. We're going to talk about that spray in the face, okay? And that Don Callis sucked everybody. I mean, it was like you come home and two naked people jump out of your closet ready to double team you with your girlfriend. Did you not see old school? It was like, what? You didn't see it coming, or did you? AEW was pretty hot this week. Let's talk about that as well. In fantasy warfare, people, the yes versus the best. We gonna talk about it. Daniel Bryan versus Bret the Hitman Hart, people. Also, I mean, Roman did say on SmackDown that they're gonna dedicate the titles to the best tag team of all time, the Wild Samoan. So I figured, hell, thank you, Tribal Chief. Put your ones up. We're going to do a fantasy warfare. The Wild Samoans versus the Usos. Who you got? All that and dim sum. Let's go ahead. Let's talk about it. The chat room is on fire. Avoid the clap, Jimmy Dugan. Listen, Michael Smith checking in. What's going on? Death to Dirt Sheets. Jeffrey always chiming in. What's going on? Part of the Jack Packers. And then speaking of the Jack Packers, they're going to jack himself. The jack of all trades. That's the ass. A UPR right there. What's going on, Warrior Knox? You know that that's Vera's coming. They told us that. What's going on, DC the Collector? It's Monday. You're going to stay choked. And I can hear all this Lakers shit. And I can hear all this stuff in this all season about the Sixers and the Bulls. Tired of it right now. Can football season hear them get here? Thank God for professional wrestling. Yes, Death to Dirt Sheet. Stop reading those shits. That's why wrestling fans be complaining and fucked. Dave Meltzer and Charlotte Flair is the greatest women's wrestler of all time, baby. It's just the way it is. What's going on, everybody out there? And it's always, where is it out there? Take that, Goldberg. Ha! Put it in your face like two suitcases. All right? That's what it is. But tonight, we got a lot to talk about, y'all, because wrestling this week, to me, it drove me crazy. It's a lot to digest. Here we go. Every time I try to get out, y'all keep pulling me back. Why you keep pulling me back with this? That's fine. He can be the king. You know what? He is King James. How about that? You got that. He the king. That's about all he is. He the king. He ain't Eddie Kang, though. All right? And he ain't Monet Tejada's Kang either. Okay? Just so you know. I saw Don turning Omega long ago. I was just wondering when. You know what? See, I'm going to talk about that right there. We're going to talk about that today as well. Again, thank you guys for tuning in, because one thing is for sure and two things is for certain. Because I love me. I can't stand myself. I do. So let's go ahead and talk about the week that was pro wrestling. And I want to dive into it right here because, I mean, Raw to me, last week, I ain't gonna lie to you guys. I thought it was pretty good. I really, really did. And we knew Brock was going to get involved with Cody somewhere. We knew Cody wasn't going to quite go all the way. We knew it, right? It's like, we're going to talk about AEW. We say we know it, but did we? Right? Did it matter? But Brock Lesnar, I've seen this man for 20 years. Vaughn, I mean, it's about 20 years. Right? I got to say, Brock's been around. Okay? I saw this man throw Zach Gowen down the stairs. The man had one leg. Okay? I seen Brock Lesnar do some crazy stuff, people. Okay? Happy Mother's Day out there, all mothers out there. This show's for you. But damn, he grabbed that camera. This is the Brock Lesnar that I don't mind. I don't mind this Brock Lesnar. I want this Brock Lesnar. Listen, I'm here for Cody. I'm here for Cody getting a championship. You can't just come in here and do what he did and expect it. You guys expect it. Thank you for the t-shirts out there and the money that came to my non-Venmo, but to my Cash App. Appreciate you. Very much so. But this Brock is scary. And this Brock is a Brock that can sell a story. And if Cody's going to get over, there's a time in this world, right, where you have to understand things, right? You can't spend your whole life not knowing 1 + 1 = 3. It's just simple mathematics, right? So you have to understand professional wrestling. And you're not going to leave a company, do what you did, all is forgotten. Hey, you know what I'm talking about. If you don't know where I'm going, I'm going to take you there. You got to get that bloodbath. You got to come back and get them whippings. We all know about it. Dom took them with the canes. You insert any wrestler right now because I can't. I was out and I've been drinking. Okay? But you tell me what wrestler ain't get that ass whooping. Cody's getting that ass whooped right now. But the story continues. Look at that. It's right there. Cody's story's not done. It's not over for Cody. There's more to come. There's a lot more to come for Cody. The question is this what we're looking for? It doesn't matter because it's what we got. And I love this story with Cody Rhodes and Brock Lesnar. I want to see more from this. Okay. Vaughn was saying, what's up? Please take the Brock photo down. It's terrifying. Listen, I'm going to show it again because it is scary. Look at it. When he grabbed... Look at my face! Look at my face! I thought it was, you know, Heath Ledger playing the Joker again, the way he said it. It blew me. Pause. Well, I can say that because I mean, you know, it's okay. But, I mean, Brock scary ass to me, all right? Also, but this week, you did get what you've been waiting on. And we got the World Heavyweight Championship Tournament. Now, before I go into this tournament and we talk about this tournament, because I'm going to talk about this for a little bit. I want to look at this. I want to talk about this. And that's what one Corey Graves had to say about this world title. When the introduction or the reintroduction of the World Heavyweight Championship comes at an epic workload, until somebody beats Roman Reigns, there will always be the perception. Remember, I tell you guys this for 13 years. Wrestling fans who are new, where have you been? Roman Reigns, there is always going to be a perception, reality and perception, that other champions and other superstars is slightly less than. He said that on After the Bell. He said that. So when you look at this tournament, I still think wrestling fans feel that way. Truth be told, I agree 100% with what he had to say. 100%. There was nothing that Corey Graves said there that wasn't true.
Girl,
Shoot. I beg you.
What? 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 What?
Yeah, say what you want to say. Okay? This is a true statement, and I'm on this side of the wrestling fan. Now, I'm cool the title's back, but let's just be real here. It is a constellation prize. Okay? It is a constellation prize. You don't believe me? Seth Rollins said himself how he felt about this title. What's going on in this era with said Roman Reigns? I wonder often if because I live in Roman's era, that just never going to happen. The best I can hope to be is Edge to his Cena. That's Randy Savage to his Hogan. Is that true? Because right now, as we see right here, this World Heavyweight Championship picture. Now, I look at the Raw side. I knew Brock was going to do something when, where, how. I knew Cody wasn't getting his title. So they just pulled it early with Seth and on Raw. I'm fine with that. I knew he was going to win this. Why couldn't it be Finn? I don't know. It just isn't. I think I was going for Finn. I was going for Finn. I was going for Bobby. Talking about that in a second. Okay? But you look at this bracket. You got the triple three head. Miz, Cody, Finn. We all thought Cody would win the first one. He didn't. Finn did. Okay. They gave Finn a little bit of the rub there. Pretty good match. Then you had Shinsuke, Seth, and Damian Priest. Damn, that's the easiest victory you ever seen in your life. Seth freaking Rollins was going to win that all day, every day. There's just nothing else that was going to be able to happen with that because he was going to win that match. Okay. So then you go to SmackDown. You get the opening match, which, by the way, they do not show AJ Styles' entrance. They do not show Rey Mysterio's entrance on SmackDown. It opens up, I mean, with Edge's entrance on SmackDown. Okay, a lot of people thought Edge would win. I thought people say that this is what you wanted. You want another part-time champion? Roman's not a part-time champion, people. His story goes on every single episode, whether he's there or he's not. He doesn't need to be on TV every week. He doesn't need to wrestle every single pay-per-view. Follow the storyline and know that this is the show the pros listen to, the show for the intelligent wrestling fan. You're intelligent. Just come on in. It's okay. Listen, I applaud you because you're wonderful. This is the million-dollar host. You are the million-dollar audience, and we would make the million-dollar tag team, okay? Like the mega powers that we won't explode. I promise you. Stay with me here, people, okay? So we got this. Then we get to the bottom half. Austin Theory, Lashley, Sheamus. I'm tired of seeing Austin Theory and Bobby Lashley go against each other. I know how things happen. You have a big enough roster. I shouldn't have to see them as much as I've seen them. Didn't know where we're going to go with this. I had hope. Bobby, boom. That is what happened. You get Bobby versus AJ. I think they should have pulled Bobby. Hell, I'm going to do it again. I'm going to say it every single show. Always bet on black. Issa Rae taught me that. Okay? Don't believe me? Here.
I'm black, y'all. And I'm black, y'all. And I'm blacker than black. And I'm black, y'all. And
that's the way it is. I was going for Bobby Lashley. Okay? But it's okay. I digress. All right? Listen, we're going to take a break. Pay some bills. Listen, if you're on Facebook, if you're on the, what else we got that gets us money? Shit. Twitch. Go ahead and put them stars in there, man. Come on, people. Like, follow, and subscribe. We'll be right back here, y'all. The Mike Knox Show on Pump Review Entertainment. And as shows this week, did you not see Turtles 1 and 2? Oh, we did that. We got not just wrestling. We got everything here. And this week also coming up, we got Turtles 3.
A golden scepter that can open the gates of time itself. Now, in their darkest hour, come four brave fighters from another time. Another place. Another species. They're back. And they're back in time.
Hey, dudes, check it out! We're in Shogun!
Once before, demons defeated my ancestors. Well, they have come back for me.
Talk about your quantum leap!
My cannons can destroy these monsters, my lord.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3.
Help, I'm a turtle and I can't get up.
Trial Run was prone to human error.
See you in a year.
And Joe slept slightly longer than expected. Half a millennium, to be exact. If you were the smartest person in the world, were stuck with the dumbest people in history.
If you have one bucket that holds 2 gallons, and another bucket that holds 5 gallons, how many buckets do you have?
Two?
What? I'm the smartest guy in the world? Says who?
The IQ test you took in prison. You got the highest score in history.
Even smarter than President Camacho.
So you smart, huh?
The ordinary will be considered extraordinary.
I thought your head would be bigger.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
It's out this week, Tuesday, Turtles. Tuesday, Mother Movie. Spaceballs coming out. Thursday, Idiocracy and more. Check out Unpowered View Entertainment. But people, you see it right there. Is it over here? It's over there. It's right there. Is this what you want? The world? This is what you got. Okay? Just get ready because for about 20 minutes, all you're going to hear is this. Do you get sick of it? A little bit? A tiny bit? I don't. I'll get this. I just love it. There's no way AJ's winning this, right? Like, AJ's not winning this, right? This is Seth's constellation prize because next to Roman Reigns, there's you know, Seth freaking Rollins, right? He's the best thing going. He's what actually who should beat Roman. He's the only one that they've built enough to make us think they can actually beat Roman. You all thought it was Cody, but Cody got to get his weapons first. Got them lashes. You know what I mean? Okay, so McIntyre, we don't know what's going on with him and his contract. That's a whole other show from the whole other day to talk about coming up soon. But is this what you want? Because this is what you got. This is what you're going to get right here. Let's see what's going on here. Self doesn't. AJ needs this belt. What's going on? American Dream Real Estate. Jeffrey chiming in. It was cool having two former TNA's champions on SmackDown between AJ Styles and Bobby wrestling it again. Oh, look at you with the Impact TNA reference there. They were, wasn't they? Oh, that's a good one. I didn't peep that. I mean, you said it. I get it. Now I know why. But damn, you did a good one there. That's why you part of the Jackpot. Be a Knox or two, though. He's right. The championship will come second place. Even Seth admits he is his second place to Roman. A lot of stuff on Mike. I do. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of what chance. You can't get sick of that. You can't get sick of what chance. You can't get sick of yes chance. Okay, because today, it's the yes versus the best. And we need to find out who's best.
Have the insights to do it.
That means nothing, by the way. That means absolutely nothing. All right? But also, this week, looking at AEW last week. So here's the thing about AEW last week, right? I'm going to put up all the matches that they debuted last week, okay? Because you had, as you just saw there, the cage match, Kenny Omega, Johnny Moxley. You got Orange Cassidy versus the JSA's Daniel Garcia. Christian's promo, finally know what's going on with him and Luchasaurus. Okay, Julia Hart, they can Charlie went with her, but you know, I'm okay with that. House of Black keeps doing House of Black things. FTR doing what they're supposed to do and did what they were supposed to do. And then, wow, Rey Fénix versus Castillo. Man, wrestling's going to always be top-notch. But my problem has always been with AEW is, can you tell a story? So all you keep hearing is, we saw this coming, right? DC the Collector said, I knew it was coming a long time ago. Happy birthday to Executive Consultants while I'm drinking out of my Star Trek cup today. Happy birthday to Mr. Chris Harris. Y'all make sure you give him a shout out. But I guess this is where it comes to say, maybe I should involve myself more in AEW. Because I don't want to follow the trend. And I don't know what's the trend and what's not a trend. But enough of you have said you saw it coming. I didn't. Maybe I'm a fool, but I didn't see it coming. But to me, it was awesome anyway. What was there not to like about this segment? Okay, you saw it coming. Was it a bad segment? I don't think it was a bad segment. AEW's problem is telling stories. They told a story. Especially for someone like me, right? Who I'm over the days of just having great wrestling, right? Everybody in AEW to me can wrestle. They just can. It's a different kind of wrestling style from what you see historically in WWE. It just isn't there, right? The problem, in my opinion, as we sit down on the couch and just lay back, is with wrestling fans, WWE broke our hearts too much. That too many times they irk you, they played us with like a yo-yo, like a fiddler. You know what I mean? Like you get her in the bedroom, you know, just too many things you're doing to us. They just played us. Fans had enough and they wanted anything other than the WWE. I'm still cool with all of that. But wrestling is storyline, peoples. Hashtag wrestling is storyline. It's what it is, what it has been, what it will be, then, now, and forever. No matter what company. There's even a tape of a commercial that Tony Khan said backstage on promoting AEW Dynamite, this is sports entertainment at its best. Because that's what it is. They can call themselves a pro wrestling company all you want to. The ceiling will be reached. Axe Ring of Honor. Okay? So it's a reason why Impact TNA has had its struggles because they try to tell the storylines, but sometimes their wrestling doesn't equate. And sometimes storylines people just don't gravitate to because production matters also. But this was awesome to me. This was incredible. I loved everything about this happening. I did. And I liked Daniel Bryan's reaction to it. I thought that was hella fly. I was really, really here for it. But listen, guys, seriously, in all seriousness here, guys, this is your king. This is your king. Look at this man's face. He looks like Chuck. Okay? You ever watch the Goonies? Have you? He can wrestle his ass off. He can wrestle outside of a paper bag. He can wrestle like the best of them. I chose him over the Macho Man in a up-to-date wrestling match in Fantasy Warfare. Not I like better because I can't really, I'm not a big fan of Kenny Omega, but he can wrestle. But this is your king? I'm not, you know, just saying, the lazy eye? And Don Callis doesn't get credit for how good he is. He just doesn't. He needs to get more credit for the things that he does. Because where are we going to get with Omega now? Because I think Omega really, 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 really needs Mr. One Don Callis. Okay? We can talk Heyman. He's where he's at. Right? Right? There's just certain things in life, you know. You want to be LeBron James, you want to be Ja Morant, right? There it is, right? So that's the level where Heyman is to me of managers. He's just exceeded things. But today, we don't get him. And there's a lot out there. But we don't get the ones we really want to gravitate to. And Don Callis has been doing this thing since he first stepped back on the scene in AEW. And have we been giving him his props? That is the question. I'm sorry, Jack. It just happens. Okay?
It's- have the insights to do it!
One without the other isn't any good. Oh, I knew he was going to do that.
You knew I was going to do it again once you did that. What else going over here? Those chants are annoying as hell. Because they're annoying because we're at home. If you're there, you're doing it. Guaranteed you're doing it. Who spoke that clip? You did. Dice Man checking. Oh, I'm here, Vaughn. Uh-oh. What'd I miss? What chants are part of the culture like Stone Cold's Day? There it is. Yes, chant ain't going nowhere. Respect, love, the Star Trek cup. There it is. That's for my man. Happy birthday. There's a lot of stapling going on in AEW. AEW stapling. What's up, Z? Hey, here for you, buddy. DC Collector. Here it is. Intelligent wrestling fans, when he first started trying to separate Kenny from the Bucks, still enjoyed it. Hey, enjoyed it back then too. I love that too. They can't, what? They can wrestle, but can they sports entertain? They can. And I thought they did that this past week. I really thought this was entertaining. 100%. It was, I didn't see it coming. It was the best part, honestly, until I'm going to talk about the Bloodline soon. Okay, I'm going to take another break. Go with This Week in Wrestling History. Come on, talk this Bloodline, Fantasy Warfare. Okay? But I did. I loved every bit of your king. I really did. The Goonies reference. Hey, he does. Look at his face. He's right there again. Okay? Z's here. In the past 3 years, there's Heyman and then there's Callis. And everyone else falls in order. Dice. Why are you being so nice? There is no one else in the order. There is no one else. Everyone, every valet, no one is serving their purpose. Okay? They're supposed to do what a manager is supposed to do. Arn Anderson wasn't doing it. Christian, what role is he actually playing? Because he's kind of, at this point, honestly, if he does some of Luchasaurus, right? Because I'm not sure if he's in the ring, out of the ring. I think he's in the ring, but he's more on that other side. Loved his promo on Wednesday as well. Dynamite was pretty dynamite. All right? There is no one else, in my opinion. Michael, I'm breaking up our tag. You cannot do that, bro. You cannot do that. You cannot do that. You cannot break up the tag team. All right? Just do me a favor and tell everybody to like and subscribe. Follow. Hit us with some stars. All that good stuff. You know what I mean? You can like and share. All the stuff you like to do that you do for other people all the time. It's okay. We're here. You know? MVP? Okay. You're right. Where would I put MVP? I'm going to tell you this, and this hurts me. This hurts to say this. But Don Callis, in the past year and a half, has done more than MVP. And it's not MVP's fault. It's not MVP's fault. And I think Stokely Hathaway does nothing very well for that role. I'm being honest. I think they just give him guys after guys. He He's not imposing. He's not. Here's the thing with Hathaway, and I tread lightly with this because I want the brother to be successful. I really cheer for the brother to be successful. Okay, but not only, and I know for all you people that's under 6 feet, gonna get upset. He's too small, first of all. He's too short. He mean mugs. So managers are supposed to either be bigger than life, okay? Meaning like Don Callis is, like DDP used to be, flamboyant, rocking the Mike Knox jackets from Chalkline. Chalkline Official is where I get my clothes from. You know what I'm saying? Cheap plot, but it's not, because I pay a lot of money for these clothes. So you would rock somebody too like that. But that's it. He doesn't put fear in you. He's not weaselly enough. He's just there. He's like, to me, his persona doesn't fit what they got him doing. You know what I mean? Like, it just doesn't. It doesn't work for me. That's all I'm gonna say. It just doesn't work for me. And look at Charmaine. I wish Chrissy happy birthday. Chris, I hope you have a wonderful day on your birthday. Okay, what's going on, son? Listen, we're gonna take a break. We're gonna come back, guys. We are gonna just
bring it, bitch,
and bring you this week in wrestling history with King Von. We'll be right back, y'all.
Yo, 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 it's crime time.
EST.
Soul Man, Rocky Johnson. It's the Honky Tonk Man, NWO. Can you smell what The Rock is cooking? UPR and Around the Blocks give to you This Week in Wrestling History with King Von.
Hello, everyone. Of course, this is King Von Jr., the Big Sports Ones Podcast and Perfect Plex Talk Radio. Here to bring you the Week in Wrestling History. On this day, May 15th, 1992, AAA was officially launched. May 16th, 1984, comedian Andy Kaufman, who's now a WWE Hall of Famer, who feuded with Jerry Lawler, died of lung cancer at the age of 35. On May 16th, 1999, Stone Cold Steve Austin retained the WWF Championship at the UK exclusive No Mercy as he defeated The Undertaker at Triple H in an Anything Goes Triple Threat match. In 2004, in the main event of Judgment Day at the Staples Center in Los Angeles, JBL picked up a DQ victory over Eddie Guerrero in their WWE title match. And this is the match, obviously, as we all know, that Eddie famously bled profusely, just covered in blood to the point where the match was rated mature. And so, of course, on May 17th, 1963, Bruno Sammartino defeated Nature Boy Buddy Rogers by submission to become the WWF champion for the first time. This would launch his, launched his 8-year run. And of course, on May 16th, 2020, Shad Gaspar tragically passed away, as he drowned in order to save his son. May 18th, 2002, British Bulldog Davey Boy Smith passed away at the age of 39 in Canada after a heart attack. And so, of course, his last match happened to be a tag team match with his son. May 17th, 2015, was when NXT champion Kevin Owens made his main roster debut as against John Cena's U.S. Championship Open Challenge. And, of course, this set up the champion versus champion match at the Elimination Chamber that year. May 19th, 1991, Ric Flair defeated Tatsumi Fujinami to win both world championships. And, of course, on that same day in 2002, The Undertaker defeated Hollywood HH for the Undisputed WWE Championship of Judgment Day. As far as birthdays, on May 15th, Ron Simmons turned 65. Kevin Von Erich turned 66. On May 16th, David Finlay turns 30. And of course, the Godfather turns 62. Johnny Rods turns 85. On May 17th, David Earl Hebner both turns 74. Cash Wheeler turns 36. On May 8th, that's May 17th. May 18th, Jimmy Superfly Snooker would have turned 80. On May 19th, Andre the Giant would turn 77. Aleister Black turns 38. Mike Knox, back to you.
Yo, 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 it's crime time.
EST.
Soul Man, Rocky Johnson. It's the Honky Tonk Man, NWO. Can you smell what The Rock is cooking? UPR and Around the Blocks give to you This Week in Wrestling History with King Von.
So, got me thinking, right? Because I love me some me. I really do, right? Because I like wrestling. I love wrestling. I do, and I'm unapologetic about it too, right? But SmackDown was pretty freaking good, y'all. I thought SmackDown was good, right? We had the tournament. We talked about that. Bobby should have won, all that good stuff, right? But Roman Reigns showed up. But before Roman, okay, we did get Miss Bianca Belair's big old celebration. Look at that. Look at it. It's so beautiful. Look at old Miss Bianca doing Miss Bianca things. They're going to celebrate her championship. She's home to EST right there. And she gets a guest in the ring and bam! Look at this. Now, I'm sticking up for my girl right here, y'all. I'm going to stick up for my girl. Okay? Y'all going to stop treating Bianca Bear like, nope. Now, she ain't there yet. But you're going to recognize for the first time since I can remember. I always say that because I'm a little old. I forget shit all the time. I was going to say, yo, Vaughn, was that right? Yo, DJ, is that right? Chris, is that right? I forget everything. I Google something in a heartbeat. Nope, I have no shame in my game. Did she oversell the mist? No! Can you? I've always gotten mad when someone gets mist in their eyes and they just fall down. And just, you know, just do this. You get a fireball? You're supposed to be like, oh, shit! Ah! Like Mr. Brown and Madea's homecoming. Well, that's a cooking right there. Okay, you got to be on fire. Okay? She got mist in her eyes. And all y'all can do is come at this beautiful soul sister number one. Okay? Bianca, Cena, Belair. No, she sold it to me. I love what Bianca Belair did on SmackDown. I did. But also, going around this little pesky world we live in, bring it up right here. I'm going to bring up Fancy Warfare, Vaughn. So go ahead and get your tweet ready, as they say. For this first match, and all tweets, please, Vaughn. Recognize the chat. Send your inbox, okay? Fantasy Warfare rules for this match. 60-minute time limit. One-on-one regular match for the title. Winner takes all. The best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be versus the Yes Movement, Bryan Danielson, the American Dragon. Are we having this conversation for real? Birthday boy, I'm calling you out. I'm talking to you. You and all, you Bret Hart hating son of a bitches. Look at me. Look at my face. Look at my face. I love Daniel Bryan, y'all. I do. Damn, this would be a great match. This would be a great match. But I'm only taking one person in the squared circle in a one-on-one match over Bret Hart. And that is one Kurt freaking Angle. That is it. That is all. Shawn Michaels is my number one. Bret Hart is my 1.2. I love entertainment more than wrestling because that is wrestling. Wrestling is storyline. That's the hashtag. It has been that way. Continue to be that way. There is no one inside the squared circle, hole for hole, bar for bar, move for move, better than Bret the Hitman Hart. And I don't want to hear that bullshit that he said, and I like Daniel Bryan, Bryan Danielson, Daniel Bella, okay? What's more popular, him or the Yes Chant? I love you, DB. Just doing what I do, keeping it real. I'm just keeping it real, okay? That's just what it is. You know how it is when you're in the barbershop.
Is it the barbershop?
You talking about whoever, whatever you want to in the barbershop.
Well, I mean, we can't talk straight in the barbershop. Then where can we talk straight? We can't talk straight nowhere else. You know, this ain't nothing but healthy conversation. That's
yeah,
all right.
I got Jerry Rose to pop down.
It ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop. You know that. Ain't nobody yeah. exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
And that's how it is. No one's beating him other than Kurt Angle. That's my opinion. I'm sticking with it. You can't change my mind. Then, on Friday Night SmackDown, as your tribal chief came back and the disrespect that we're getting into it that he had for his cousins. Say, what are you doing dedicating the match to me? I'm not a tag team wrestler. I'm the greatest single competitor of all time. What the? And then you lose? mush. Just treat them bad. So I'm going to go. Me and Solo going to go win these titles. And we're going to dedicate them to the best tag team of all time. And here's the match rules, people. The Wild Samoans. The rules of this match is simple. TLC. Winner takes all and becomes the all-time tribal chiefs of tag team wrestling in the Uso family. Now, all you young pups are going to say some shit like, I'm taking the Usos real quickly here. Now, I'm just not killing suspense. But not so quick there. Have you ever seen the Wild Samoans? I know they have never been in a televised, what would you say, TLC match. I get that. Okay. But if they did, if they could, if they would have, this would have been a hell of a violent match. The Wild Samoans versus the Usos is a match I want to see what you say about this. I will answer mine later on Twitter, Vaughn. When you tweet it out, I will give you who I think will win this match. But damn, this is a good match. I want to talk about this match really bad. Okay? But I got to just tell everybody out there, before I even read your chats right now, if you pick Daniel Bryan over Bret Hart.
Not only are you a hot dog, a grandstander, a showboat, and a prima donna, but you're a liar too.
Yeah. There it is. So, I asked you people. I said, you people. Is the bloodline over? Is this the end? Is this the end? Are you my friend? Yeah. See, you don't know New Edition. Don't even come at me. If you don't know New Edition, then shut the front door. Okay? Because the way that Roman treats them, it's only but so much, if you're a man, right? I'm a man, ain't I? That you can take. That's all I'm saying. It's only so much you can take. Here's sleazy guy. He needs to go get back at that. Okay. He's still there. Wrong. I don't know what you're talking about. Mike, I love your marble. What's mean, marble, Charmaine? This is 25,000 alpaca. You blocked this shit. All right? What's wrong with you, girl? How am I wrong? Having to be Seth is almost too predictable. I don't know who you're talking about. I didn't say you're wrong. If you did, you heard me wrong. Bianca was watching Kill Bill Volume 2. Maybe. Just maybe. Kurt Angle and Shawn Michaels. That's it. So I'm not even putting Shawn Michaels over him, Vaughn, in a wrestling match. And I get he won the 60-man Iron Man. And Shawn Michaels is my favorite wrestler. But I'm looking at things from a different perspective with the lenses of wrestling, pure wrestling. I think he's better wrestler than Shawn Michaels. Shawn Michaels is a better performer, entertainer, but I think Bret Hart's a better wrestler. That's just where I stand at, all right? If it was good for HBK to oversell for that recent, then it's good for Bianca to oversell Asuka's missed. You can oversell anything. How many times has The Rock oversold a Stone Cold Stunner, right? Taking the Wild Samoans. Wow, okay. The Wild Samoans beat the Usos. Okay, that match would be hella Usy. Okay, great match. Bret Hart, 10 out of 10. Okay, but the bloodline will reload. Quinn will be added. Why would they add Quinn? She's not ready to come up. She's not ready to do that. When I asked the question to Bloodline over, because the way that he mushed and treated his bloodline, again, he's been treating him like this for a long time. Right? It's nothing new. This is what he does. Tells them they ain't shit. Go do what I tell you to do. Nothing else matters but what I say. I'm your tribal chief. Well, I know. Quinn is the guy from NXT. Thank you, Bat. I don't think so right now. And maybe. I don't know. I just don't see it coming. My topic next week, do you think NXT guys should win a title before they get brought up, guys and girls? I think you should be established in NXT before you come up. But How do you feel about the way that he treats them? I mean, he mushing Jimmy that way, right? Jay having to step up. We already know what he did to Jay already that made Jimmy join them, right? At some point, Solo just looks like, I don't know what to think with Solo, right? I don't. I'm being honest. Solo plays it so close to the vest. You can't help but love his position in the bloodline. Because you don't know if at any moment is he going to turn on his brothers? Or is he going to turn on Roman? You don't know. You just don't. Right? Some fans will have you want to go to this theory. Some fans will have you go to the Quinn theory as well. And I see you say to certain people, he's a free agent in the storyline. So, okay, there it is. Teach me something. Okay, appreciate it. Okay. Usos need to change. They need to be faces. Well, I don't know. I'm here for any of it. But I don't think the bloodline ends. Right? I don't. And I don't know. But the question again, is the bloodline over as we know it? Is this the end of the bloodline? What else is there to give you after this point? What is there to give you after this point? Right? He goes over to Saudi Arabia, which, by the way, Sami Zayn is wrestling. Okay? So that's big news in itself. Okay? Night of Champions. Make sure you guys check out the prediction show for that. I think that's coming up this week. This Thursday, Jack, if I'm not incorrect, Wrestling Doll will be on there as well. Check that out. Prediction show. Okay? That means Mike Knox show, if you don't know, or followed every... So on that Monday of a pay-per-view, I don't do wrestling shows, the Mike Knox show. I do them on that Sunday as I do the review show for the pay-per-views. Okay, so come back here and check that out. Okay, like, follow, subscribe, all that good stuff that's free. Okay, but you can see it. Like Cool McCain said, a reformation can come of this. So I'm with you on that one. The Usos have to leave at this point. I don't want to see it happen. It's not what I'm calling for. But it might be time, right? And like you just said, retool it, refix it, revamp it. Roman can still do Roman, and then you'll know. You'll never know again. Storyline, what the brothers Usos, not Solo, can do. But I tell you this much: I still don't think it's going to happen. I don't. I just really don't think they're going to pull the trigger. I just don't. I think they're going to fall back in line. They're going to do Usos type things and what Usos do. And that's just what it is. That's just what it is. Again, before I go to my last break, Fantasy Warfare, the Wild Samoans versus the Usos. Okay. The best versus the yes. Who you got? We got about 10 minutes left in this program. Y'all are going to take our last two commercial breaks. Make sure y'all check out our NXT review. Check out our AEW review. Check out everything we do on this program, on this network. Make sure you check out the Victorious Ones podcast. My man King Von Jr. 720 on the Twitter. That is my guy. That is my broski. That is my homie. That is my family. Make sure you follow him as well, guys. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. Jensen and Kiana lose, and he finally learns what they already knew, which was she was using him. She never liked him. Blah, 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 blah.
I thought you loved him.
What? I never loved you. And they hug it out, but the match was great. It had some good spots. Booker T had me mad with commentary on this one, and I'm going to tell you why before you start yelling at me, because I don't even hear any yelling from you. Because you said, like, oh, it's all Fallon's fault. She was getting in the way. She was interfering. She was spying on Kiana, going through her phone and shit. Well, if your best friend is dating someone that you're suspicious of and you'd want to make sure that they're going to be okay, wouldn't you do something to make sure that they were fine?
Jensen, I know you're looking for love. It don't exist. Don't let The Notebook fool you. I watched that movie too. It's not real.
And that's where I will cuss the brother out. How dare you, bad guy Jack? How dare you? How dare you? Dare you? Dare you? Don't you ever speak ill of The Notebook, the greatest love story of all time. Don't do it. Don't do it, because I will kick you in your fucking head like that. You don't believe me? Watch. And again, don't you talk about it right in the head. All right? Just what it is. Now, before we get out of here, people, because, again, did I do that earlier? I didn't do that. Let me go ahead and move this back over here, y'all. Again, happy Mother's Day from us here on the Unpopular View Wrestling side of things. We want to thank all our mothers out there. This show's for you. We appreciate you. Those who have, I lost my mother 13 years ago. But I have cousins and my wife and I know women and aunts, and we all have them out there. So if you have your mother, if you don't have your mother, if you are arguing with your mother, go hug your mother, call her today, tell her how much you love her. All right. I know Mother's Day was yesterday, but we're going to dedicate this show to our mothers today. So I want you to know that that's from us all here at the Unpopular View Entertainment, wrestling side of things. That is for Shizor. But tonight, man, on Monday Night Raw, Cody Rhodes responds to Brock Lesnar. We already know that's going to happen. We got Chelsea Green and Sonya Deville taking on Liv Morgan and Raquel. Remember that match on Friday Night SmackDown with them at Demis Control was pretty good. I'm liking Raquel and them with them little matching outfits. We get the Intercontinental Heavyweight Champion Gunther is in the building tonight as the real translation of the drafts and stuff that picks start to take form. Now, as we're out of Backlash, we're going to start seeing what they got in mind, what Triple H's stamp is actually truly really going to be. Okay, Becky Lynch is her beef with Trish Stratus, and of course, they're going to do something with more with Night of Champions, I am sure, to set that up as well. I thought we had a pretty damn good week in professional wrestling this week, guys. I was very happy with this week. Like, sometimes you sit there and you watch wrestling, you be like, yo, it's actually fucking boring as shit right now. Like, why? Why is this so boring right now, right? So sometimes I look at the show, and I look at wrestling, and I think that. And last week, like I said, Raw was pretty decent last week. NXT, again, I'm not going to say in front with you guys. I'm not the biggest NXT fan. I have people that I like Carmelo Hayes. I don't know how to call him. Melo Hayes. I like Braun Breaker. Pretty Deadly, who I did like. They got brought up to SmackDown. So Grayson Waller, who I like, they got brought up to SmackDown. I have just not connected with that 2.0 crowd at all. I stopped even going to NXT on Tuesdays. My daughter still asks to go. It's not worth the trip for me, and it's free. All right, so I'm just not a big fan of that. So hopefully they get it back to something that I can get back into with them in NXT. But I do like what they're doing with the women's division over there. I like a lot of the group of girls that are in NXT right there. But then Dynamite to me, I'm being honest with you. I think Dynamite stole the show of the best wrestling show this week. From inside the ring and storyline, I thought Dynamite was the best show of the week this past week. Absolutely, I loved it. It was amazing to me. Absolutely. I thought top to bottom, Christian, what he did coming in out of the ring, I thought was awesome. Let's answer some of your questions before we get up out of here. And I appreciate everybody checking in. Wait, what? Oh, zero. That's right. Zero notebook slander. You get them, Vaughn. That's right. Put the ones up for the notebook. There's my bookers. There's my bookers right there. Yeah. Yeah. Rest in peace, Mama Pyramid. What's up, Hugo? No technician on what, the picture? I couldn't find the picture that I had. And no, I didn't know what he does around here anymore. Happy birthday to you, though. But no, I didn't know what he did anymore. I don't never see him around here. Wasn't personal. I just caught people who are on air. That's all. This was a great week in wrestling. Yes, it was. I love my daughter. And yes, right, Charmaine, happy Mother's Day, okay? I love my daughter with all my heart, even when she's a pain in my butt. Okay, I love her with all my heart. I talk to my mom every day. I miss my grandmother. She passed away 22 years ago. Yeah, my grandma's been gone about almost 20 years also. So I'm with you on that belt, boat, Charmaine. How did you like the Hardy combo cinematic match? I'm over the Hardys, to be honest. But I know the business, and so they're fine. The future of wrestling is limitless. I mean, if we're talking about Mr. Keith Lee, then what future? Is he going to start paying attention and working on his health? Is he going to start all of a sudden, trying to listen? Again, biggest comparisons. And again, always root for everybody black. It will never, ever change. Issa Rae at the Oscars.
And I'm black, y'all. And I'm blacker than black. And I'm black, y'all.
But he don't listen. Okay? He doesn't listen. Okay? And that's his fault. Damn! All right? Not mine. Okay? So he ain't the future anything until he gets to the other. Because again, you look at Gunther and you look at Keith Lee. One listened, the other one didn't. And let's see what happened between the two. And I think that Keith Lee is a way better talent than Gunther. There's no way Keith Lee should not be in the WWE. There's no reason why Keith Lee should have been competing in that tournament for that World Heavyweight Championship. Okay? Brett screwed Brett. Keith screwed Keith. Lee, that is. Not Bruce. Okay? That's just my opinion. And I'm sticking with it. Facts! That's it. I'm just saying. But rooting for everybody, black doesn't excuse accountability, and it does not, Vaughn. That's exactly where I was going with that. Thank you for that. I wasn't referring to him, just using the catchphrase. I would start that one right there. Okay. Listen, my producer, DJ's not here today, so I've run all this by myself today. I'm just doing it anyway by myself, and then Dice came along and said, man, listen, you be doing too much. Your eyes be going places. I got you. Then he gets caught up in work. But it's okay. We got this. It's the team. We built sport tough. All right? But who wants to face Gunther and why? I mean, all right, they'll just slap the shit out of you. But his matches are entertaining, right? I look at people like you go back in the day and you'll pick, oh, God, I'm trying to think of somebody like a Bad News Brown or Vader for that matter, Bradshaw. Okay, Duggan was that kind of guy. McIntyre's that, but with a wrestling repertoire. You have guys that are there. Sheamus is that guy that just puts a beating on you. That's Gunther. He's the guy. He's going to put a beating on you. That's his job, and that's what he does best. But, guys, my time is up here. I'm going to get out of here, get some food. Get ready for this week in wrestling. Raw tonight. Cannot wait to talk about it. That's for Dan Shrimp. For all the annoying people out there, I want to end the show like this. Listen, let's get up out of here, y'all. Listen, do not wake up tomorrow morning and say to yourself, I love me some me.
Because I love me some me. I can't stand myself.
And don't love God, y'all. We are out of here, y'all. See y'all next week. Fingers.
Some viewers may find the following video disturbing. Viewer discretion is advised.
Yeah. Perfect Plex Radio. We about to go live on them. Mike Knox, that's with three X's because he's hardcore. Are y'all ready? We about to give y'all something special. You ready? Let's go! At the money, now you're all what you getting in. Perfect Plex Radio, got them listening. Mike Knox, from Cena to The Rock, or whatever wrestler is hot. News and interviews, it's a one-stop shop. Matter of fact, let me give you more choices. You can call in and be the voice with the voiceless. So what you waiting on? Let's get it cracking. Let's talk wrestling, that's enough rapping. Perfect Plex Radio, simply, we about to give y'all something special. You ready? Let's go!